Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So much Husker and sports talk. It takes two signals to get it done. This is K268DF Lincoln and KLMS Lincoln FM 101.5 and 1480 AM. The Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln.
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. When I see trouble come,
hey little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo. All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it stays. Let me change your mind.
Good morning, Lincoln, Nebraska. Happy Friday. Welcome to the Morning Hookup. Bill Hooks, Will Wilson hanging out with you for a couple hours. It's going to be A-OK. We're going into the bye week, okay? You can get stuff done. You can watch other stuff. Catch up on life. Come out good on the other side on Monday.
So does this mean it's like wedding weekend?
It must be. I bet you it is.
A lot of weddings this week.
Yes. It's either like an away game or the off, like the bye week, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, this place that you prep around that stuff.
It's smart.
You'll get the most bang for your buck, for sure, right? For attendance, for sure, which turns into gifts.
Yeah, but like you said,
there's no regrets coming your
way. This isn't a weekend to get some things done.
Yeah, man, catch up on life.
Clean the garage,
say hey to the wife, say hi to the kids, catch up with them.
Put up Christmas lights.
Nope.
No, not too early.
Not time, no way.
Not yet, okay.
Not a fan. After Thanksgiving.
No, I'm with you.
Okay?
I'm with you. You know it's going to be happening soon, though.
Let things settle. It's like stores. I get it. Like, you're starting seeing Christmas stuff go up or whatever. It's not... I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get out there. You got to... nothing. That's the one thing I have at our house. My wife loves to decorate. I let her... It's awesome. There's like 15 tubs of Christmas stuff.
Oh, yeah. Bring
but
up...
But you got to wait till the day after Thanksgiving.
Yep. I agree. I'm with you.
Let holidays take care of themselves, and like, you got time.
But it's going to happen. Just, you know it.
It is. It is.
Any day now.
It is. Any day now.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. So, big show today. Robin Washington in about 15 minutes, 9:15. Special edition Robin Washington coming on. We'll talk Husker hoops as we are like 5 days away from that first exhibition against Peru.
Peru State,
baby. We're getting close. Talk to him, get his updates on the team. Around 9:40 or so, Jeff Motes come to the house. Boy, last week, this is the last Friday, Football Friday?
Yes, this is the
this
end
is
of
it,
the
right?
regular season. Yeah,
regular
last
season
day.
Done tonight.
Very exciting. And
playoff picture will start, it'll shape itself up.
And there are some great games tonight.
Ooh,
some
baby,
great
how was
games.
Your call last night, Bob? You were on the call last night,
I
you?
Was, yeah. Tim, Bob, and I, we had Omaha Central and Southwest. Southwest won by 10, but... It was a close game. They won by four. Excuse me. They won by four.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a close game. Omaha Central had a chance to take the lead, but they couldn't convert. So Southwest ends the season with a win.
Kind of the perfect night for football, too, weather-wise, wasn't it?
It was
like,
great.
It's chilly, but it's like football weather.
Yeah.
Especially for these kids on
the
I was telling
Tim Bob, yeah, like when the postseason comes around for high school football here, that's when the cold comes around,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's when it gets cold.
Comes with it.
That's what I have, like I said, Robin Washington, Jeff Motes, Dr. Dane Todd in the second hour would be talking to him about. We'll look back with him on Minnesota, and I got some other questions for him. We got some Husker questions for him. Talk about bye weeks with him, what it's like to be, what do you do during a bye week, how to get yourself recharged, maybe coming off a loss into a bye week and see what that feels like. And we'll make more NFL picks with Dane.
Yes. Yes, we will, as you are having a great run. Counting last week and
last night we caught one. So, and we'll also update though. We'll talk a little. We'll talk Thursday night football. We'll talk Major League Baseball playoffs. Yeah, a lot of stuff. A whole lot of you as well. If you want to chime in, 402-466-3776, 402-466-ESPN. 9 o'clock keyword, by the way. You heard it. Sweetness. Sweetness. ESPNLincoln.com. Go there right now for a chance to win $1,000. Free cash.
That's right. Last day until the weekend. We don't do it during the weekend.
Nope.
But it nope. kicks back up on Monday. So get their chance now. This is the final day of this week.
Sweetness. You know who Sweetness was in the NFL?
Case Keenum.
Nope. Sweetness. I'm going to wait till you see if you can answer that question. Sweetness. Bears fans are rolling over right now if you cannot get who Sweetness was. Sweetness. And here in a minute, Will's on the phone, but I'm going to pose a question coming up. I've got a question, some thoughts. Another buddy sent me this thought as well, and we were thinking about the same lines. I want to ask the question. He's talking away. But I'm going to ask this question. I'm going to bring it up right now. Will's on the phone. I had a buddy. We were texting this morning a little bit. And who do we have?
I'm just talking to Thew. He's on the phone.
Okay.
Thew Malone.
Thew, what's up?
You know.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Hey,
happy Friday to you.
Yes, sir. Bye week Friday. Feels, boring.
Yeah. But you know what? I know that I'm not going to have that pit feeling in my stomach Saturday night after a loss. That's what's a good thing.
True.
Yeah, true.
Hey, what do you think of your boy Ben Simmons? What's his deal?
You know, at this point, it's time. And I was the guy that always wanted to hold out to try and get, you know, something of value in return. But I guess me and old Morley, we just disagree. He wants to continue to hold out to get major assets in return, and he's willing to put up with the tantrums and put him on the bench and have him not play to get that in return. The 76ers, it's not a huge window, especially with Embiid. You don't know how long he's going to stay healthy. I'm at a point where you've got the young talent in Maxey and Thybulle. If you can go out and get a couple of role players and some draft picks that maybe you could turn around and trade for somebody else later, do it now. The guy, he's turned into a cancer, doesn't want to participate, and you know, let him be somebody else's headache in the playoffs.
Minnesota will take him.
I know you will.
Yep.
But do you have anything to offer in return?
Draft picks.
It's going to be interesting.
Picks, we got you.
Neither here nor there.
It's going to be interesting. Daryl Morey said, buckle up. This could take a long time.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Four years.
With you guys, I heard you talking a little bit about Husker basketball. So, you know, that's the bright light, I guess, at the end of the tunnel. I always hate saying that, you know, and during the football season, if we end up like 500, I'm like, well, when's basketball start? It's always a tongue-in-the-cheek joke, you know. Obviously, we have 3 football games left, and I expect us to go out and compete well, but it's hard to not be excited about that basketball team. Mm-hmm. I know we've talked about it at length on air, and what's really nice about it, guys, it's a very tempered excitement. You know, we're not going out being boastful about 5 stars or this or that. It's kind of an internal excitement, which is really great because I think that allows you to not have those external expectations to go up, creep up on some teams, and that's where, you know, you can surprise them, maybe go out and finish 4th or 5th in the conference, which obviously will get you a bit into the tournament. So, you know, we've talked at length with Robin. We've talked with Henry T, who's got to see practice before. Guys, if you get a chance, get down to PBA and watch those guys. It's going to be an exciting year.
No doubt. No doubt, man. I can't wait. We're like five days away from the exhibition.
Exactly. So, hey, I'm just about ready to hop on a train. That's what I do when I'm not in cohorting with you guys. So have a kick butt show and a splendid Friday, fellas.
You too, okay. Brother. Take care of you.
See you later,
choo
man.
Choo-choo.
There he goes.
I'm not letting off the hook, by the way. You cannot look it up, who Sweetness was in the NFL. Not letting off the hook.
Oh, I didn't know that was like a legit question.
I'm getting texts of people that are upset that you don't know this.
I thought you were like making a segue into talking NFL or something.
No!
Oh, wow. There's actually somebody called Sweetness in the NFL.
Not in the NFL right now.
He's out. He's retired.
Retired. Rest in peace. This person is
not alive.
Yes, not alive. Just think about it. But I want to pose the question because I want to ask Robin the same question coming up. So, I would say Coach Matt and I. He sent me a text. He got me thinking, and I was just thinking a lot about this. Adrian Martinez. Okay, looking past this year, looking into the next year. Okay, if he decides and wants to come back, he has that option.
Mm-hmm.
From the recruiting side, from the coaching staff side. What are you doing? Can you? Will you? Is it because, yes, he can come back? What's the conversation like? What do you feel like from the recruiting side, recruiting quarterbacks coming here? Logan Smothers, what do you do? Where does that leave you at for a kid? Logan Smothers, he left, came here, been here for, what, 2 years now? Seen barely any snaps. If you have Adrian Martinez come back, and I'm not dogging the kid. I don't want anybody to come at me about this kid. Okay, he's got great stats, great person in the community, been a leader on that football team. But as in, like in any business, like you've got to have succession planning. You're taking time to develop, right? Those behind you that are going to come after you. Is it something that you have to have a hard conversation with? Or does he want to stay? Is it too much? Is it too much? I don't know. What do you do?
Well, I think about...
Right? And then as a Husker fan base, how do you feel about it?
I think about all the other quarterbacks that we've seen play for Nebraska under Frost. What's the only one other than Martinez? It was Luke McCaffrey.
That was it.
And it didn't quite work. So we don't know what it's like to see any other guy play.
Yeah, Jebbia leave early, late in the process too.
Jebbia
right?
is gone. Right. So it's I think maybe it would be very new to just like let Smothers come in, like give him a shot. And part of me thinks that might be the right thing to do. Is just. Let Adrian do what he wants.
Do his thing. Maybe go somewhere else and finish. I don't know. It's just an interesting deal. What could happen? Because if again, don't think about Martinez. Think about if he's back, right? If I'm Logan Smothers, if I'm Harburg, right? Or if I'm Richard Torres, who is committed to Nebraska, or if I'm a kid like Reese Mooney, who has visited Nebraska, right? Think about that part and how that feels. You're going to lose a kid or someone not commit to here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my personal opinion.
Any other year, though, it's different because of COVID and the extra year, though.
Yes, like, and COVID has made it a very unique situation for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And tack that on with the four-game redshirt rule and all that stuff combined. There's a lot of people in unique situations, you know.
It'd be different.
Or how do you feel as a Husker fan if next year... under center again is Adrian Martinez. Like, I don't know. I just don't know what to feel, but I don't know if it's like, if he's back, that's your best chance to win again, but you go maybe do the same stuff again. Maybe fans are like, oh, here we go again. Or if he were to leave and maybe go on and move on, how do you feel then?
Yeah. I've been, you know, for the past, this whole season, I haven't been down on Martinez. I don't think he's had a bad year. He has had a decent year, not great, but I thinking of him coming back next year, I don't know. I can't quite say that would probably be a good
run in
move.
With do you run in with a bunch of optimism?
You maybe do. But then again, it's like, is anything going to be different?
Will it be different?
One thing I've seen so far this year is Adrian can't. You know, he hasn't been able to finish and win games. And that's something you need in the Big Ten. And after 4 years, do you think that's going to change?
I don't know.
By year four, you'd think that maybe be happening, but it's not. So that makes me think maybe next year, maybe we need about thinking about playing somebody else.
Yeah, right. And it's a big thought. It's a big CEO head coach thought.
Now, also, Hooks, there's four games left. And let's say we win all four of these games. You and I are going to be talking so totally different.
Yeah, but this is the fun bye week stuff we get to talk about. Because the coaches aren't recruiting, right? They're on the road getting stuff done, trying to get some more kids in the class and future classes. And, you know, you just had Reese Mooney here, one of the, you know, you had Riola's kid here a couple weeks ago.
Right.
You had quarterbacks in the house. Future guys, right?
You got a kid down in up in Bellevue who's being recruited as a sophomore or something like that. I'm forgetting his name, but
you know what I'm saying. Like you look past this year and next year, and there's you got all these kids looking at your school.
Yeah, but you can't. But that's good. But you can't wait that long. What, we want to take 2 years to develop these freshmen? Like, are we going to start a true freshman coming in again?
They're not developing right now.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know. We haven't seen him.
We haven't seen Smothers that much to get a good grip on what this guy is. That's why I think it's maybe a good idea to give him a shot next year.
At some point, you could say, okay, yeah, he comes back if you decide. It's all like assuming stuff, right? He comes back, maybe the best chance to win, looking at the schedule next year. Does it change? Don't know. Or is it that time where it's time to turn the page and have conversations.
And it's not like we don't know. It's entirely up to Adrian. With NIL, it would not doubt me if he came back and wants to make some more money.
I don't know what else he could do.
What do you mean?
He's not playing in the league.
No, he's not getting looks, but...
I mean, here or somewhere else.
It's, yeah, here or somewhere right. else. Maybe finish
or
a season
Or he decides
somewhere.
No football. I don't know.
Yeah. Or join the staff or something.
Whatever it is. I just think it's something to think about.
Before the season coming
right,
in.
You know, but it's, again, it's something to think about going forward. And it's bigger than just one player. It's multiple players developing what the cycle looks like of recruiting.
Coming into the season, I think the popular thought was he was not going to come back. But for some reason now going into the season, do you think that's probably a little more possible?
I think it's way possible.
And the coaches,
way possible.
I mean, let's be real. The coaches would be perfectly fine with it because they love Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
They've, you know.
But then that means you got to think bigger than one player as well, as a CEO or a head coach.
And then you can't have a long leash either.
No,
you know, bringing a guy back for the fifth year has to perform like a guy in his fifth year. And if
you got to show that you're developing kids too. That's a big thing when you look at kids that get recruited. It's like, one, how quickly can I get on the field?
Yeah.
And two, what's the development look like? Let me look at the history of where I'm going for my actual chance to play early or in year two. Okay? I thought it was an interesting thought for me.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what he does.
Yeah, we'll take your opinions. If you want to call in, feel free, 402-466-3776-4246. ESPN, tweet at us, at ESPN Hooks, at Wheel on the Radio. But we got to take a break right now because our man, Robin Washington, HuskerOnline.com, is due up.